Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's a rumor going around. Can you confirm said rumor?
Yeah.
That there was a four-year, $90 million extension offered to Shaedon Sharpe. It sounds like he is going to reject that and bet on himself.
Well, we'll see. Between now and October 20th, that's when those rookie extensions can be negotiated. They cannot be negotiated in season after that point. So we have, what, today's the 7th? So 2 weeks. So next,
2 weeks.
So not this Monday, but the Monday after that. That's when this stuff all rolls up. I believe the clock is noon Pacific. I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern when that clock expires.
Well, as my Blazer guy and my co-host of this show, you are a Blazer insider here at The Fan. I will lean on you as this is your expertise. Is this a power play for money? Or is there some honest concern that Shaedon might not be a future Blazer? Like, I'll just ask the extreme question.
Yeah. So with the RFA process, unless Shaedon Sharpe wants to take a qualifying offer like Quentin Grimes did, like Cam Thomas did.
Kuminga sort of situation.
No, Kuminga took the 2 years.
Okay. Oh, that's
with the
right.
Team option. Did. Giddey got his deal. I think he got, what, $25 million? He wanted 30. The team said 20. They settled on 25. Talking with the Blazers over the years, not just as it pertains to Shaedon, but just understanding the roster and the finances and how they've gone about things. I'm interested to see kind of where this stuff goes, obviously because the Dundon Group is going to take control of the organization. I'm sure they have had a say in some of this stuff. Joe, in his public appearance at Media Day, said, you know, Jody Allen and Burt Cold are still operating the Allen estate, and the final say and the buck kind of stops with them. But if you're committing $100 million to somebody, you'd be insane to think that Tom Dundon and his associates are not being clued into this.
Correcto mundo. I would have to think he would be pissed if he wasn't.
Yes. And so you would imagine those conversations are taking place, and I think that's probably why. So if you look at the Blazers' salary sheet, after 2027, I believe there's only two players that are currently under contract. That's it. Their salary sheet is very, very, very clean. It is something they have worked over the last couple of years to get to this spot.
Well, the trendiest buzzword in all of basketball right now is the second apron.
Yes.
So they are definitely, teams and markets like the Blazers are trying to avoid that second market at all aspects, unless
you're a title contender.
Unless it pushes you to win a title, which they are not yet.
And even then, you still try to bounce in and out of it because that period of when you start that clock, it's very, very, very prohibitive. It's going to be interesting to see like how a team like the Thunder, who have just paid Shea, Jalen, and Chet insane money. I think it's something like $350 million between those.
They're
two
all
guys.
Max deals.
Yeah, so it's a crap ton of money. But as it pertains to Shaedon or any player at this point in their career, the RFA process, unless you're willing to take that qualifying offer, why did I use the emphasis there? The qualifying offer. You're very likely looking at basically 9 years of team control. That's really what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And the RFA process has not been favorable to anybody, really.
Kind of a weird thing. I almost kind of wish it's one of the only things in the NBA that bothers me is the RFA situation. And I think it's mostly because I don't see it in other sports.
Well, yeah, but also in other sports, nobody else has fully 100% guaranteed money.
Baseball does.
Yes, but their arbitration periods are also a lot different than
that is
the
also
NBA.
True. That so is there's, also there's, true. There's, and there's, the NFL has franchise tag, which I absolutely hate.
But again, there's these little things. This is why negotiations and CBAs exist. There's all differentiation points across major sports. But you're looking at basically a max of 9 years of team control from the time you draft somebody until they can hit the pure unadulterated free agency. And as it pertains to, like, this is what I always use as the argument. I was never once mad at LaMarcus Aldridge because he fulfilled his contract and became a truly unrestricted total free agent, and he earned the right to do that.
Right.
I will never, ever, 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 ever begrudge a single player who does that.
I'm sad he left.
Yes, absolutely. I think that Neil O'Shea and the Blazers mismanaged that entire situation. That's an entirely different argument. But as far as it pertains to LaMarcus and players that do that, you have earned that right.
Sure.
Unabashedly. So with Shaden, though, and with really with any Blazers where they're negotiating contracts, the hang-up here is, and this is why I think the Blazers, this number one, this deal is being floated out there because Shaden's agent is putting it out there. Well, other you know, cap specialists and analysts of other teams and front offices think that, you know, Shaden could command a lot more. Well, they're putting that out there because they found a couple guys that said, yeah, he could get that much. I have had literal front office executives and agents tell me, I wouldn't give Shaden Sharpe more than $17 million. I had one tell me flat out, I wouldn't give him a penny until RFA.
Are you saying that that even if he were to sign a $90 million deal with the Blazers, that's a bad move?
There are people that think that is a bad commitment.
You're kind of out on Shaden, aren't you?
I'm not out on him. This is a prove-it year for him. He has improved every year, but he has got to develop a three-point shot. He has got to develop as a playmaker. Like, he's a good player, but if you're talking about investing over $100 million into him, He's got to show more. He's got to show he doesn't have to be the one. He has to be one of them one.
But how pointed out this morning, too, that while you say that he has improved each year, mm-hmm. but his three-point shooting has not.
No.
It's gone down
every year.
Year two was tough to judge.
That's the thing. Shaden had the core injury, and he lost basically the entire season.
Yeah.
But how much does, like, just bad contracts across the board in the NBA, which is kind of the theme of the NBA, are bad contracts.
And how punitive they are now.
Yeah, and how much does that affect? Because $90 million for 4 years for a guy like Shaden, who's only 21 years old, that you think is going to be great, that seems, I don't mind going more than that. So,
well,
like,
what's the scale?
There's some people saying that they wouldn't give him a dime until he proves it, or don't like him at more than $20 million a year. But there are plenty of guys around the league that have way less upside than Shaden Sharpe, who are making way more money than that.
It's like, what, like, you know, even that Ant deal, which was what, 4 and 100, right? And of course, Ant's out of town now. Mm-hmm. But I don't. Like, to me, I don't see a problem with 4 for 100 for Shaden.
I don't either. But
and when it comes down to their books, it's an extra $2.5 million a year.
But
I'm also the kind of guy that I'd be willing to. I'm the opposite of you on Shaden. I know you said you're not out. That's not what I mean. But I'm full in. Like, I love Shaden. I love his game, and I think his talent is so raw, and he's so young. Mm-hmm. He's not a natural leader, which is fine by me. He's also 21 years old.
22.
I'm willing to give Shaden Sharpe the 110 he wants. I'll take even further, Rust, on that 100. I'm willing to bet on Shaden Sharpe. The athleticism is too good. He kind of reminds me of an Aaron Gordon in the sense of it took him a while to figure out how to play basketball. Now, I don't know if you can wait that long because it took him longer than it should have, because when he was in Orlando, he was a scorer, a dunker, number four pick. You know, he was this highlight reel, but couldn't figure it out to complete the package.
But he also, he was in a role in Orlando where he was more featured, where he took a secondary a tertiary role behind Jamal and Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it came together for him.
And he learned how to play basketball.
But he also, his next two deals, he didn't get the crazy money. He got good money, but he didn't get crazy money. And here's the thing. Where teams are winning right now is with talent. Unabashedly, but it's talent and getting it at the right price. And so as it pertains to the Blazers or any team, so if the Blazers are looking at their books, if Shaden agrees, let's say you're the general manager right now, and you say, screw it, I'm going to give Shaden $125 million. You're going to go 5-125 or 4-120, whatever it is. That money is now on the books. You can't go above the cap and use his bird rights. Like, if you went and made another deal, that money's locked in. So for the Blazers, you're going to want to get even less than you think to do this early, because you're locking in the money, which will limit the scope of transactions you can make after that, because they've got Tumani they need to take care of. They potentially have Scoot they need to take care of next year, and Shaden. So if all of a sudden you agree to deals with those guys, and because you believe in them and they deliver, great. But it also limits what you can do going forward, because that money's already accounted for. It's on the books. And you can't use their bird rights to go over the cap at that point in time. So you are losing a not an insignificant amount of cap flexibility.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So in order to commit that money earlier, you're going to want them to take a little bit less because now you're limiting the amount of things that you can do going forward when you're talking about roster construction and team building. It's not a anti-Shaden thing. It's a, if you're going to pay Shaden the money, it can't just be wholly on potential. He has to deliver more on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's where I find myself. If you got Shea at 490 or 495, I think that's a hell of a deal. I absolutely do. Here's the thing. If Shaden goes through this year and he delivers, he can make more money. But if he goes into the next season and goes down this RFA path, nobody is getting RFA deals. Match like Owen Phillips, who was just hired by the Denver Nuggets. He used to run the F5 Substack. I'm trying to remember this. I believe from 2006 to 2020, there were 81 offer sheets. Two restricted free agents. There have been five or six since 2020. I thought that this was going to happen over a period of time. I did not think it was going to fall off a cliff like this. Teams used to just sign deals to sign, like, you know, Zach LaVine's. Mm. You know, you're pretty damn good, so we're going to give you the max amount of money.
And we don't have any future superstar coming, so we've got to keep you.
And it was just like, you're the next man up kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where in reality, teams around the league, Chet did not get the most money available. He
still
didn't.
Got a lot, though.
He did, but he didn't get the most. And so, sure. Like, you're seeing teams looking at, like, can we trim here? Can we trim here? And if you're going to get paid the requisite level and not on potential, you're going to have to give up something, whether that be a team option or signing earlier or waiting to sign. And there's real inherent risk involved in that. Like Nasir Little, I remember when he took his deal and he took substantially, air quotes, substantially less than people thought he would get. Nas, he showed so much maturity when I talked to him. I was like, hey, man, congrats on the deal. And he's like, if you had told 18-year-old me that I could lock up $28 million, I wouldn't blink it. Nas is playing in Japan now because of injuries and stuff that has happened to him. And so you have, if you're Shaden and you're his agent, you have to find that happy medium, and that has to coincide with what the Blazers are looking at. I believe the Blazers want Shaden long-term. I think Shaden does have a lot of potential. I absolutely do. But he has got to go out there and earn it if he's going to get above that mark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.